Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 8:30 A.M. Mountain Time, and in accordance with the notice of the annual meeting, I call the Antero Resources Corporation 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders to order. I am Yvette Schultz, Chief Compliance Officer, Senior Vice President, Legal, General Counsel, and Secretary, and have been appointed by Mr. Paul Rady, Chairman of the Board of Directors, to preside at today's meeting. We also have members of our Board of Directors participating today, as well as members of our management and representatives from KPMG, our independent registered public accounting firm. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I welcome you to the 2022 annual meeting. Before we begin the business of the meeting, please note that immediately prior to the opening of the polls, we will be answering questions with respect to the proposals being considered at today's meeting, including questions previously submitted in accordance with the instructions in the proxy statement. You may submit a question at any time by typing your question into the text box on the meeting page and, when ready, submitting it. Out of consideration for others, please limit yourself to one question. Though we may not be able to address every question, we will do our best to answer as many as possible. Following the meeting, we will publish an answer to each question we receive that is germane to the matters being voted on today on our investor relations website at www.anteroresources.com/investors. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. However, no one attending is permitted to use any audio recording device. I have appointed a representative from American Election Services, LLC to act as the Inspector of Election for the meeting. The Inspector of Election has taken the oath of office, which I have directed to be filed with the company's records. There are a few formalities to cover before we get into the business of this meeting. I will now report on the record date, listing of stockholders, notice, quorum, and matters to be considered at today's annual meeting. April 18th, 2022 was set by resolution of the Board of Directors as the record date for today's annual meeting. All stockholders of record or their proxy holders at the close of business on April 18th, 2022 are entitled to vote at the annual meeting. We have available for your inspection a listing of stockholders as of the record date. A duplicate listing was available for inspection by stockholders in our corporate offices in Denver, Colorado during the last 10 days. Notice of this meeting was duly given in accordance with the company's bylaws and Delaware law. We received an affidavit from Broadridge Financial Services certifying that the notice of the annual meeting and proxy statement were sent to all stockholders beginning on April 28th, 2022. The affidavit is available for inspection by any stockholder upon request and will be filed with the company's records. As set forth in the agenda and the notice of the annual meeting, the matters to be considered at today's annual meeting are the election of three Class III directors to serve until the company's 2025 annual meeting of stockholders, the ratification of the appointment of KPMG LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the year ending December 31, 2022, the approval on an advisory basis of the compensation of the company's named executive officers, and the approval on an advisory basis of the preferred frequency of advisory votes on executive compensation. Each of the matters to be considered today is described in the proxy statement, which was made available as described in the notice of annual meeting. The proxy statement has been filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission and can be found on the SEC's website and our website. I have determined and hereby advise that a quorum is present. Legal notice having been given, this meeting is now convened and open for the transaction of business. We will now have the presentation for the three proposals addressed in the proxy statement as specified on today's agenda. After those have been formally presented to the meeting, we will have a period for questions. The first proposal is the election of three Class III directors for a three-year term. The board's nominees for election are Robert J. Clark, Benjamin A. Hardesty, and Vicki Steele. The second proposal is the ratification of the appointment of KPMG LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the year ending December 31, 2022. The appointment of KPMG is discussed in the proxy statement. The third proposal is to approve the compensation of the company's named executive officers. This proposal is a non-binding stockholder advisory vote. The company's executive compensation is also discussed in the proxy statement. The fourth proposal is to approve the preferred frequency of advisory votes on the compensation of the company's named executive officers. This proposal is a non-binding stockholder advisory vote. Preferred frequency of advisory votes on the company's executive compensation is also discussed in the proxy statement. If any stockholder has a question regarding any of the proposals and has not already done so, please submit your question through the portal. Michael Kennedy, our Chief Financial Officer and Senior Vice President of Finance, will now address the questions we have received.
Thank you, Yvette. I'd also like to thank all of our shareholders for their participation today and their continued support of Antero Resources. We received a question that I will address now. How does Antero prioritize ESG throughout its operations? ESG is very important to us, and we believe it is important to many of our shareholders too. We formed an ESG committee to oversee risk management in this area, and management regularly reports to the committee on ESG risks and opportunities, including climate-related topics. On an annual basis, we publish an ESG report to our website, which highlights some of the exciting progress we are making in this area, including our contribution to the global energy poverty story, with one-third of our LPG that is ultimately exported going to developing countries. We also incentivize management to prioritize ESG in our operations by tying a portion of our executive compensation to ESG performance. That concludes the Q&A session. I will now turn the meeting back over to Yvette.
Thank you, Mike. Having addressed those questions, I now declare the polls open for voting. Any stockholder who has not yet voted or wishes to change their vote, they do so by clicking on the voting button on the web portal and following the instructions there. Stockholders who have sent in proxies or voted via telephone or internet and do not want to change their vote do not need to take any further action. I will now pause for a brief moment to allow those to vote who have not yet had a chance to do so. Now that everyone has had the opportunity to vote, this concludes the matters to be considered and voted upon at today's meeting. It is now 8:38 a.m. Mountain Time, and I declare the polls closed. The Inspector of Elections will count the votes. I have been advised by the Inspector of Elections that, based on preliminary tabulation of the votes, more than a majority of the votes cast online or by proxy by holders of common stock voted in favor of each of the company's nominees for Class 3 member of the company's Board of Directors to serve until the company's 2025 annual meeting of stockholders, ratification of the appointment of KPMG LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the year ending December 31, 2022, the compensation of the company's named executive officers as disclosed in the proxy statement, and the preferred frequency of advisory votes on the compensation of the company's named executive officers. The final voting results will be tallied by the Inspector of Election and subsequently announced in accordance with the requirements of the Securities and Exchange Commission. I am aware of no other business that should be brought before this meeting. This concludes the Antero Resources 2022 Annual Meeting of Stockholders. On behalf of the Board of Directors and employees of Antero Resources Corporation, I want to thank you for attending today's meeting.